Using the pool activity level, PAL, tool to engage persons living with dementia. The pool activity level, PAL, instrumental tool is a framework designed to support persons living with dementia. Developed by Dr. Jackie Poole, PAL focuses on tailoring activities to match the cognitive and functional abilities of each person, fostering meaningful engagement. This article is the first of four installments that discusses the benefits of PAL and how one can use it informally for persons living with dementia. In this article, what is the pool activity level instrumental tool, PAL? How is PAL used? 1. Determine the PAL level. 2. Activity planning and grading. 3. Review and reassessment benefits of PAL for persons living with dementia. Conclusion. What is pool activity level instrumental tool, PAL? The pool activity level, or PAL in short, is an evidence-based tool for persons living with dementia. It was developed by Dr. Jackie Poole in 1999 to personalize activities for persons living with dementia. PAL is widely used across the community care sector in Singapore, such as dementia day care centers and nursing homes. It helps community care providers tailor activities to enhance the well-being and quality of life for persons with dementia, but it can also be used by individuals caring for their loved ones with dementia to scale activities for daily living and recreation. How is PAL used? Occupational therapists, OTs, often use the pool activity level, PAL, instrument to support persons living with dementia, by assessing their functional abilities and tailoring meaningful activities accordingly. The following describes how one can use the PAL tool in practice. Tips. 1. May observe whether a person can pick up a toothbrush and start brushing without being told, or if he needs help to get started. 1. Determine the PAL level. There are 4 levels of PAL. To tailor the best activity for your loved one, you should know which level they fall under. Level. Planned level. Persons living with dementia characteristics. Plan and carry out familiar tasks independently. Examples: getting dressed. Plans what to wear, selects own clothing from cupboard, dresses in correct order. Caregiver role, encourage autonomy, with minimal guidance. Exploratory level, can follow simple instructions and learn by doing. Needs help to plan what to wear but recognizes items and how to wear them. Use, hands-on, step-by-step prompts. Sensory level, responds mainly to sensory stimuli, i.e. music. Needs help to plan and with order of dressing, but can carry out small tasks if someone directs each step. Offer tactile, auditory, or visual input. Reflex level, reflexive, mostly involuntary responses, i.e. massage. Totally dependent on someone to plan, sequence, and complete dressing. May move limbs to assist. Focus on comfort, position, and routine. 2. Activity planning and grading. Based on the person's PAL level, one should ensure activities are something the person enjoys, cooking, painting, etc. Design or adapt activities to match cognitive ability. Ensure activities are safe, engaging, and doable. Adjust task complexity, environment, and instructions. Tips. Example 1. For someone at the exploratory level, introduce a familiar baking task but break it down into single steps with demonstration. Tips. Example 2. For a person at the exploratory level, offer hand-over-hand assistance to get the person to water the plants at a garden. Tips. Example 3. For a person at the planned level, encourage full participation from planning to execution of a simple cooking task, i.e. cooking fried rice, providing verbal promptings when required. 3. Review and reassessment. It is advisable to continually monitor for changes in function or cognitive status. Adjust the PAL level and revise activity plans as needed, and use PAL as a dynamic tool, not just a one-time assessment. Tips. When someone who was at the exploratory level is now unable to perform a painting task with guidance, consider getting the person to run his or her fingers over textured surfaces. These simple actions provide a strong foundation of understanding persons living with dementia. One can also speak to an OT and care staff to better understand their loved one's abilities. Benefits of PAL for persons living with dementia. Research has supported the following areas where PAL can influence meaningful engagement and improve the quality of life, QOL, for persons living with dementia. Promotes person-centered care. The PAL tool focuses on what the person can do, rather than their limitations. Activities are tailored to match a person's living with dementia's current cognitive and functional abilities, making them feel respected, understood, and valued. This will boost their self-esteem and emotional well-being. Supports cognitive engagement. Activities designed at the appropriate PAL level help to stimulate the brain without overwhelming the person living with dementia. It helps to maintain cognitive function for as long as possible by promoting participation in structured, familiar, or sensory-rich tasks. Improves emotional and psychological well-being. When tasks are too complex, persons living with dementia may feel distressed, agitated, or helpless. PAL ensures tasks are matched to ability, reducing the risk of behavioral challenges and increasing cooperation. This can lead to smoother caregiving interactions. Maintains independence and functional skills. PAL preserves daily living skills. It empowers individuals to do as much as they can, with just the right level of support. It also encourages autonomy in personal care, mobility, and leisure where possible. Even simple tasks like folding towels or sorting items can reinforce purpose and control for persons living with dementia. Enhances quality of life through meaningful activity. Activities under the PAL framework are emotionally and socially meaningful, tailored to personal preferences and history. PAL promotes occupational engagement based on the interest of the persons living with dementia. Individuals often display improved mood, better sleep, and more stable routines. For example, a person living with dementia who was previously a teacher may find familiarity and engagement in grading papers or word searches compared to other activities. Improves safety. PAL helps therapists and caregivers identify risks based on cognitive level, e.g., poor problem-solving skills, impulsion, activities and environments can be modified, e.g., simplifying tasks, removing hazards, to prevent injuries. Supports relationships and communication. Caregivers who understand how PAL works can interact more effectively with persons living with dementia by using appropriate prompts and managing expectations. It reduces miscommunication and preserves the emotional bond between the caregiver and their loved ones. Additionally, the PAL tool is effective for persons living with dementia with hearing or visual impairment. This helps caregivers adapt activities for sensory loss, making it easier for their loved ones to stay engaged. Track progress or decline. PAL can be re-administered over time to monitor changes in abilities. This supports timely adjustments to care plans and interventions. Conclusion. The PAL tool is beneficial in enhancing the quality of life for persons living with dementia. Using a structured approach to understanding a person's activity level, the PAL tool enables caregivers to tailor care that is meaningful and engaging. It contributes to a greater sense of well-being for persons with dementia. Was this article helpful? Yes. No times. What went wrong? This article contains incorrect information. This article does not have the information I am looking for. Times. Tell us how we can improve. Please tell us what was missing. Your name. Your email. Times. Thank you for your feedback. Your feedback will really help us to improve our content to support those living with dementia. Follow us on social media, Facebook, Pinterest,